The East Coast governor says Massachusetts' health program not only works, it's popular. That's very different from national health reform. Polls show people are evenly split on whether it's good or bad. While at a Madison coffee shop, Patrick touted the benefits of his state's near-universal health care program. It requires people to buy health coverage and allows them to shop online for health insurance.
Over 98% of our residents have health insurance. 99.8% of children. I don't think there's another state in America that can touch that.
Actually, Wisconsin did reach that level of coverage for children under Medicaid expansions during the Doyle administration. But Governor Scott Walker wants Medicaid reductions, which he says are allowed under a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on health reform. Walker has also refused to implement an online insurance marketplace called for under the Affordable Care Act. Democratic congressional candidate Mark Pocan says the governor's opposition to reform will prevent citizens from benefiting from the law.
You know, we're really concerned about that because whether it be small businesses who are going to continue to have access and tax credits or all the other programs that are out there within the Affordable Care Act, we know it's really powerful. And I think, you know, real people are going to be affected.
As for Massachusetts, it's been tweaking its program. Recently, Governor Patrick signed a new law aimed at containing costs. Under the plan, spending on health care can no longer grow faster than the state's economy. The Massachusetts Medical Society had wanted higher benchmarks. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.